Blog Talk Radio.
Well, my brothers and sisters, we're back. Yes, indeed, we're back again, my brothers and sisters, and I welcome you to the show, to another very precious episode, another very, very precious episode of Hidden Gospel Revealed. And I'm your host, Eddie Miav, Covenant Remembrance Ministries, so very thankful to the Most High, yes, for His mercy, for His grace, for His kindness. Yes, because I thank the Most High for every ear that He brings near. Again, I welcome you to the show. My name is Eddie Miav, Covenant Remembrance Ministries. Yes, I say again, very thankful to the Most High for every ear He brings near. For the Most High has told me indeed that He has, in fact, He's assigned me outright for a very important purpose, for His cause. He told me that I have for Him some very important things for Him that I must do. He said, because of what I must do, He said to me that I would surely accrue some very powerful friends as well as enemies. But He told me that in doing for Him that which He has asked of me, I would have His protection and His guidance. And for that, my brothers and sisters, can only be utmost thankful. The Most High has told me, yes, indeed, He has told me directly. That I must tell you things Yes, indeed, that I must tell you things. That men have done everything they could since the dawn of human fall to hide, to deny, to pervert, to silence, and if they could, to destroy. Let it be known, my brothers and sisters, no question, no debate about this, that for the kingdom of Yah to be established upon this earth, because that kingdom shall dissolve all other kingdoms, that unto Yah, even unto his anointed, every knee shall bow and every tongue shall swear allegiance. The truth of the matter is this, my brothers and sisters, that the truth that the world so desperately needs to know, that men so desperately need to know in order to be saved. Let it be understood, my brothers and sisters, that your rulers were prophesied in advance that they would tell you nothing of it. Let me repeat, it is a saving truth that no man is saved, no man is delivered without. Nevertheless, though this be an absolute truth, it was prophesied in advance, my brothers and sisters, in so many ways, because most have so believed after status quo, worldly illusion, that most, my brothers and sisters, even if they were to hear the truth, they would insult the Most High who would offer it to them, preferring to speak with regard to orientations of this world, forgetting, and certainly the rulers won't tell you, the prophecy said in advance, as I told you, the prophecy said in advance, the rulers will never tell you these things. So rather than accept the truth, rather than that discerning, that for ages these things have been hid, rather than discerning that what most have called wisdom, being upon a faulty foundation, absolutely, is absolutely worthless. Did you hear me? If I need to repeat that, maybe I need to make that plain. Because what is the salvation of man, the restoration of mankind to that which the Most High declared from the beginning as an eventuality, because men's perception of what has been wisdom, for all that they read has been established upon a faulty foundation without the purest expectation. Even the expectation that all the wisdom that men call wise, all the wisdom of their so-called prudent men, Isaiah 29 says it shall all pass away. The reason why it all passes away, it's not viable for you. And those who overcome the world and all its illusions, seeing beyond every obstacle, discern exactly what I mean by this. I dare to say again, my brothers and sisters, because there's a very precious truth that all the nations have blighted from the minds. Because so few are willing to believe that this truth has been hid from them. Because so few are willing to believe that so few, upon hearing these things, have chosen to believe. Because most, for ages now, my brothers and sisters, in the arrogance of their ignorance, have insulted the Most High upon hearing these things. It's kind of like saying this, my brothers and sisters. It might sound hard, but the truth is what it is. What good would it have been? What good would it have been? Well, most are concerned to hear these things if and the lack of humility that is in the heart, the pridefulness, the arrogance of ignorance, the faulty predispositions that are in the heart of men, so great that were they to hear these things, their repetitive first reaction, generation after generation, curse after curse, generation after generation, As then there were the men who was offered opportunity to hear, see these things. They preferred to insult the Most High than investigate the massive evidence whereby, in casting aside the illusion, they might believe. The promise of the Most High, my brothers and sisters, most have never understood. As the Most High, for all the times that he has been rejected, insulted, men acting as if the Most High had no understanding, as if he was a fool. For all the times that men have ignored, hated, despised, refused to accept the responsibility of knowledge, the promise of the Most High is that he said that he would certainly send someone who he himself would discipline, who is assured, according to promise, that he would believe, even though it means that all that he himself had thought was wisdom, for before the wisdom of the Most High be proven all foolish, that he might seek the Most High himself for strength, that he might believe, my brothers and sisters, what many generations of mankind have not. Many of you know, I said many of you know, my brothers and sisters, and we've talked about this on the show, in the times of Jerusalem's fall in 70 AD, there were murderous times, millions upon millions murdered. Did you hear me? Millions upon millions murdered because they believed in the coming of the Messiah, that after his faith, the world must be converted. It means converted from the lies it believed, converted to awaken beyond all the misconceit of all the kings and the rulers. Do you really think that Rome admired that idea? Millions murdered, my brothers and sisters. And the scripture says, after those millions were murdered, it said, and did not say that Messiah would come immediately. It said, in fact, my brothers and sisters, there will be a rise of false prophets. Today we see 45,000 denominations teaching things differently. Do men dare believe that the result, that this is the result of man hearkening truly to the Holy Spirit? An abundance of false prophets, a rise of false prophets, 45,000 denominations up to 280 nations, none of them who are willing to admit what the scriptures really say in Daniel 2:44. It talks about in the days of these kings, in the latter days, Most High, bring forth the kingdom that will dissolve, break in pieces, dissolve, obliterate allegiances to every other kingdom. And that kingdom is the one that shall endure forever. Meaning that allegiance to none of the kingdoms of this earth, because they're all in their perspective polluted. They are all in their perspective deception. Because they are all in their perspectives, in so many ways, vastly immature, insufficient for man to discern the kingdom of Yah. Scriptures tell us, my brothers and sisters, that this world, all its illusions will have to be overcome. Man will have to be born again. None, no allegiance to any present kingdom of this earth is salvation, or has been salvation, to any living soul. Messiah would expose them all in their folly, in their neglectfulness, call it dereliction of duty. All having fallen short of preaching the gospel that is the gift of the Holy Spirit, the Spirit that teaches all things, no lie in it, bringing forth the remembrance of all things. Every single one has fallen short. all your denominations, all your nations, all your political, all your social, all your national, all your cultural, all your familial ties, every single one of them falling short. My brothers and sisters, I regret to tell you, humanity has brought this upon itself. Scripture said, oh, that you just kept my commandments. Your peace would have been as a river and your righteousness as waves of the sea. Men have deceived one another, saying that though men reject seeking for wisdom, men have believed that while they despise, hate evil, obligation unto a truth beyond the ordinary. Read the book of Jeremiah, 23rd chapter, tell us about it. False prophets still say to those who hate the truth, insult the gift of Yah, exalt the exceeding wisdom of Yah. They tell folks that still in this rejection against the truth, they should yet have peace. Most High can't call true to himself, steadfast unto him, under his service, anyone who can't believe him. He can't call steadfast unto him anyone who prefer all the provocations of the various nations after which we have been scattered in diaspora. Scripture says if we've been scattered among the nations, among the provocations, like the temptation, Scripture talks about the temptation in the wilderness. Oh, my brother says, we need to talk what that's about. He said, realize that our faith in Yah still must bring forth a perfect work. He said, let not the double-minded man, how about one who is double and pluralist in his allegiances after the nations, think he'd receive anything from Yah, for he's unstable, infirm, not steadfast in all his ways. What's the provocation in the wilderness the Scriptures talks about in the book of Hebrews? We need to talk about all these things. What does it mean when it says in the wilderness? Provocation in the wilderness. Say this, the people have not known his ways. Hebrews 3. What does it mean? Scripture talks about a voice crying in the wilderness. Make straight in the desert a highway for our Yah. What does it mean? The desert, my brothers and sisters, offers little in the way of a landmark. The wilderness, my brothers and sisters, offers little in the way of a landmark after which men might discern their way. The shifting sands. No sign of civilization. The trees, the brushes, endless in the midst of a wilderness, offer little chance for a man to see his way out from the midst of that in which he is so easily lost. So what does it mean that Isaiah 40, for instance, it talks about hear the voice of him who cries out in the wilderness. Perhaps I need to go to that scripture. Isaiah, in the 40th chapter. Strong words, my brothers and sisters, precious words, but only for the most humble soul. But only the most humble soul, my brothers and sisters, will hear and understand. Because the Most High doesn't intend to build his kingdom upon anything else but firmity, which means very few, my brothers and sisters, find this path. And only a very few, my brothers and sisters, are humble enough to stay steadfast upon it to find the goal. Most High is not going to build his kingdom, my brothers and sisters, upon anything else but perfect firmity or true to his will. A kind of firmity, a kind of steadfastness that is only the most humble and diligent soul is found worthy to complete. Path for nothing but the few. Think about Isaiah 40 and 1. Comfort ye, O my people, says the Most High. Speak comfortably to Jerusalem and cry to her. that our warfare be accomplished, that there be an end to all the controversies, contradictions that are among you, the strife and divisions that are among you. That we talked about it last night on last evening's show. Check it out in the archives. Scripture says all this strife and division because man exists, because man has been deceived. Every lie man believes is an obstacle against man. How about mankind collectively learning what it is to reason, believe, and cooperate together? One scripture says in Philippians that all these quarrels that exist among us, lack of unison in our thinking, because of pride invoked by jealousy. I can only tell you, my brothers and sisters, the Most High is already forsworn. He is the only Savior. The preferences, orientations, imaginings of men, as I said before, will be to the safe salvation of no one. Faith must come by hearing a word from him directly. But so often men deliver to maintain their thrones, that they have robbed. The pulpits after which they sought to exploit men because they never told the whole truth, nor were willing to hear it, refused to recognize the sin of their ways, the dereliction of duty, the negligence, the treachery, the hypocrisy, or what they do when they ignore the truth or only seek what appeases themselves. They have chosen to ignore. Like the scripture said, when Messiah appears to reveal these greater things in Zephaniah 3, it says, when he appears to that city to reveal these things, the wicked know no shame. They refuse to recognize just how far from the truth they are. So it's going to be a shock to the rulers. Did you hear me? A shock to the rulers and a shock to the people who followed them. Because they thought that they were still servants of Yah, thinking that they prophesied and preached in his name, cast out illusions when they themselves were the illusions, and did it in his, they thought they did it in his name, under his authority, under his honor. Thought they did many wonderfully inspired works. Messiah said, keep away from me, you work iniquity, unrighteousness. Your thoughts were not his. Keep away from me, he will say. You never knew me. Really what it means, my brothers and sisters, I regret to say it. You never would allow me to show you who I truly am. Man has brought this curse upon himself. Man was warned, my brothers and sisters. We've seen occasions over and over in Scripture. Most I have showed his kindness to man, and man chose other rulers. And so often, my brothers and sisters, these rulers, which men have preferred, many of them never known humility before Yah. So busy seeking the esteem of men, that they're willing to sacrifice the truth or totally deny it, that men might exalt them. Brothers and sisters, I'm going to tell you now, there is no king that will ever be counted righteous before Yah that the Most High himself has not first humbled his heart. Because it's not after the imaginations of man that any man learns how to love, know, honor Yah. Yah must reveal himself. Isaiah 40:2, speak comfort to Jerusalem, crying to her. It really means that your warfare might come to an end. That your iniquity, your injustice, says, might be pardoned. Shall injustices be pardoned, my brothers and sisters, while men still uphold what is far from justice? My brothers and sisters, when Scripture says, for she has received in the Lord's hand a double punishment for all her sins, what it means is that man has been in the midst of this diaspora for a long time. The people of Israel have been missed this diaspora among the nations, blinded, says Romans 11:25-27, after the blindness and the darkness that is blind to the minds of all the nations. And Scripture says it would continue that way till Messiah himself returns, the Savior that comes out of Zion, to turn away all the illusions of all ungodliness among the nations that have infected the minds of his people, that they all have from him the same covenant. But how many of my brothers and sisters are willing to accept that? 45,000 differences across 280 nations. You need to understand, many times when the scriptures talk about nations, or cities, many times my brothers and sisters talk about the variant ideologies that seem wise to men. One scripture in the book of Hosea says that according to the multitude of them, so have they lied against him. I have said before, I repeat again. None of the variant imaginations of man is kind of steadfast before Yah. So maybe this really means here at the 40 and 3rd, hear ye the voice of him that cries in the wilderness, cries out to a people who have had no direction, who have had no instruction sufficient, and certainly not enough instruction to see beyond their lost and blinded ways. Hear the voice of him who cries in the wilderness. Prepare ye the way, the Lord. Make straight in the desert a highway for our Elohim. He who, my brothers and sisters, will restore man to conscience beyond all the multitude of illusions, the false wisdom of the nations. Prepare you the way of the Lord. Well, Scripture talks about the Lord whom you seek. Blessed are they who wait for him. They who wait for him shall renew their strength. We keep on reading through Isaiah 40. He says, all the wisdom of the nation will be subdued before him because the Most High has raised him up. That one called the King of the East, righteous one likened to the rising sun, becomes suddenly to expose all that is darkness, all that is evil, all that has been an obstacle against man's understanding, all that has been lawlessness, that men might discern again, my brothers and sisters, truly what is the way of Yah. Prepare in the wilderness a highway for our Yah. Consider Revelation 17. Talks about the great river Euphrates is dried up. Now, the way of the King of the East. And I tell you now, my brothers and sisters, according to the scriptures in Isaiah 45, the one that bore that title, King of the East, bears also the name of the Most High. Isaiah 41 says it. Isaiah 45 says it. Isaiah 48, 49 says it. Isaiah 5:26 says it. 30:20-26, Isaiah says it. Talks about one called by the name of the Most High from afar who performs all his pleasure. What other name shall he bear? For the Most High has said he will not give his glorious name to any but those, or in this case initially he, whose heart he has refined. To show man beyond all the ways in which he sworn by the name of the Most High, but not in truth or in unrighteousness, after all the ways that men have sworn by the name of the Most High, but unto misrepresentation. And we must understand, my brothers and sisters, that no manner of misrepresentation will ever before Yah, never has been, counted a covenant with him. Never has been counted the gospel. Most High told me directly that no man has a right to rule but by him, meaning that any rulership among the nations that has not been true to his governorship fully was never a covenant. In ancient Israel, when the priests got out of line, Most High sent prophets because guess what? It meant that the rulership of even Israel at the time had become corrupt. And if thank you, my brothers and sisters. You need to understand this. He never said that he would give the authority of salvation to any other nation. He said he would wake up Israel in the latter days to be a light to the nations. Never, ever have the ways of the Gentile nations been a covenant with the Most High. You won't find it anywhere in the Scripture. Scripture says the gospel goes forth to the nations from Israel. It says in Ephesians 3, the gospel went forth to the Gentiles, that the Gentiles might be made partakers with Israel. Scripture said, whatever is written of old is for our learning, that we through patience and faith in the Scriptures we might have hope. But this Scripture he gave to Israel. And all nations, my brothers and sisters, might be like-minded, obedient in word and deed. Read Romans 11. How about Romans 15? How about Romans 15, 4 through 18? Read it all. I promise you need it, my brothers and sisters. If any of your nations have told you otherwise, they have usurped the authority of Yah and only been a damning influence for anyone who believed them. The truth is what it is, my brothers and my sisters. But who will believe it? I told you before, the scripture said that from the time that Rome was slaughtered, and they have, in the first four centuries, so many millions who believed. Scripture talks about one, the white horse rider, who actually is Messiah. The scripture talks about that we go forth conquering the nations. How about bringing peace to the nations? How about dissolving, for those who would believe, the misconceit of the nations? But the red horse rider is the nations themselves that hated the gospel. The gospel of peace, referring to take away from man that word of peace to the nations. Now, the scriptures actually tell us in Isaiah 59, when it talks about Romans 11, 25 to 27, it says, the Savior come to Zion of those who turn from transgression, and they will have the same covenant with me when I have forgiven or shown them atonement, the way beyond all their sins. Read Isaiah 59 closely, my brothers and sisters, and understand what it says. It talks about an environment of these latter days. And what's the way of peace men have not known? It talks about an environment of misconceit, strong delusions, it said in 2 Thessalonians, the men have believed lies. Prefer the lies. Most I looked and saw no intercessor. No one to heal, no one to help. So he said, send one. We put the arm of salvation, helmet of salvation upon his head, breastplate of righteousness. Put it this way, my brothers and sisters, the shield is the sword of the Spirit, even the testimony of the Most High. To render recompense against everyone who had been enemy against the righteousness of a holy word. And for all those who would act as an enemy against man discerning the way of wisdom. Scriptures say again and again that he lift up a standard against them. It says in that day, in remembrance of the covenant, it should be that his word should not depart out of the mouth of your descendants, nor your descendants' descendants, henceforth even forever. And those of you who know the scriptures well, the scripture says, so shall they revere the name of the Most High, therefore in the latter days from the west the rising sun. Reflective of the scriptures in Isaiah 45, 6, concerning that one who proves foolish the wisdom of the wise. In other words, shows men beyond all the misconceits, all the darkness, all the wilderness of the nations, the provocations of the nations that have blinded men's souls. Proving foolish the wisdom that men are called wise. Scripture said before this one, he dries up the rivers. Dries up the boundaries of the nation. The men might see beyond the foolish mindscapes of men. Preparing way, my brothers and sisters. What does it mean? It says in Revelation 16, six angels poured his bowl upon the great river Euphrates of Babylon. The way of the king of the east might be prepared. My brothers and sisters, The first step toward men knowing to seek the one called the King of the East, whom in Scripture speaks, saying, comfort ye, O my people. In other words, seek what is peace. One who, of whom these words are spoken, Scripture calls him the King of the East, the righteous one from the rising sun, in Isaiah 41 after 40, Isaiah 40. That one preaches the gospel, my brothers and sisters, must be the Savior. Isaiah 45 calls him the Most High, the anointed one of the Most High. I dare to tell you that in order to compel you to believe a false religion, the Scripture said after that murder of the saints, didn't say Messiah would come, but a rise of false prophets. Revelation 13 says, system, a false church, false doctrine, false teaching. Horns seem to have the authority of the lamb, but speaking as the dragon. It's a pretense and a lie. Scripture said once that lie was incorporated among your churches, presiding over your churches. Scripture said nothing would bring it to an end till Messiah himself comes to expose that strong delusion, the pretense. The pretense, the hypocrisy, the treachery, the dereliction of duty that men have trusted, that those who believe a lie, that they did not seek the greater truth, would be damned. Well, who discerns, my brothers and sisters, who is that one called the King of the East? I want you to hear me. It says, prepare ye the way of the Lord, Most High, even his Messiah. Make straight in the desert a highway for our Yah. In other words, Most High has promised that what he would do, begin to show man. You need to read Isaiah 19 very closely. Prayerfully, we will get a chance to speak of it. But the rulers have been very foolish. Most High told me, if you can believe a multitude of contradictions, whoever bring forth peace or as a work of his spirit, he said, you can never be his disciple. Not wise enough to learn anything from him. So what the Most High must do is the hearts must be prepared to hear an exceeding word. Did you hear me, my brothers and sisters? Prepared to hear an exceeding word and believe, because I promise you, your rulers have told you nothing of it. Scripture said in the last days, that would be the state of man. Everybody wants to believe that their orientations, predispositions, what they've been taught, is sufficient. Isaiah 28 says when he comes, there's going to be a terror for men to understand the report. For all the men are called wisdom, the cloth is too short, the warp is weak and insufficient for a garment. Hearken and hear my speech. Therefore do not mock. Hearken and hear my speech. Let your bonds be made tighter. Tell you something, when the Most High offers man the opportunity to hear the truth, if he balks and argues first, he may never get a chance to hear again. Who is man to believe that the Most High argued against must continue to hear man's foolish arguments? Most High knows who he is. You know how insulting it is? If some of the Most High to seek to come to someone and tell them the truth, and they sit back and tell them, but I belong to so-and-so's Baptist church, you fool. You fool! All of you! If the Most High offers you a chance to know something, you feel that somehow there's no need because you believe you already know enough in a society the Most High told you already in advance. Messiah will not judge after what his eyes see nor what his ears hear after the flesh. Now, for spiritually, judgment is proved for the meek, for the earth, those who are willing to hear the truth, that the arrogantly ignorant refuse. What it means, my brothers and sisters, the Messiah knows that none of the constructs of man, none of your governments, none of your churches, none of your cultural ideals, social, none of them have fully taken into consideration what is the eventuality he has forsworn. And wherever any of these institutions have been created, or the constructs of man, the conscience of man, have been formed without the knowledge of what is initial expectation, initial purpose, expectation unto eventuation, wherever it is, the men have not been given what is necessary to prepare to stand before the Son of Man. It was all before the Most High counted as a stinking, filthy abomination. Something utterly, completely disgusting before Yah. And you ask the question why Scripture says in Isaiah 8 that for a long time he hid his face from men because men hid themselves from seeing his face. So desires to believe that what the rulers, 45,000 differences, be willing to believe that what they've taught was never a curse, that it was still a covenant. And nations contentious and so confused that they can't agree one with another. But it's a covenant with the Most High. You really believe that? So many. Most High told me again that anybody can believe they cannot be a disciple, cannot be taught by him, is not worthy to have any instruction from him. He said the double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. Let him not think he will receive anything from Yah. But the book of Jacob, they call it James. Read those first 9 verses. The word of Yah is invariant. That all the ideals of the flesh are like the grass that withers and the flower that fades before the spirit, the wisdom, the testimony of the Most High. Those verses in the book of Jacob are telling you that what is prophesied in Isaiah 40 is something to be expected yet to come. Let me continue with Isaiah 40 a bit. Oh, heaven help us all to humble ourselves and realize that only the humble soul should be exalted. See, every valley should be exalted. In other words, every pit into which men would fall shall be lifted up, filled up, and men may walk straightway. Every mountain, every nation, every kingdom, everything that exalts itself, high things that exalts itself against the knowledge of Yah. You need to think about it. 2 Corinthians 10:4-6. Should be made low. The crooked places should be made straight. In other words, hey, men no longer misled. Should be made straight. And the rough places made plain, smooth. Men no longer stumble. And the glory of the Most High shall be revealed, and all flesh shall see it together. For the mouth of the Most High has spoken. This is what he said would be. It means there's a lot of obstacles in the way of our people. And I want you to hear, my brothers and sisters, the voice said, cry. In other words, the voice sought to cry out. He said, what shall I cry? Most High's response is this: all flesh is as the grass, and all the goodliness, supposed goodliness thereof, is that like a flower of the field. And the grass withers. All the perceptions of flesh are as nothing. What did I tell you about the preferences and orientations of man? Folks going to sit back and talk about their titles, their allegiances. And the scripture said, to him every knee shall bow and every tongue shall swear, and all who are censed against him shall be ashamed. So they can talk about your allegiances. Most High considers every single one of them a curse and a blasphemy and an insult, because by no means do they parallel his name. Grass was the flower of faith because the Spirit of the Most High blows upon it. And surely this people is like the grass, and the grass withers. It means all the perceptions of men withers. The flower, the beauty of it, the scene's beauty, it's fading fast. In other words, recognizes counting for nothing. Only appears so for a moment until the greater light appears to expose the darkness. Because it's the word of Yah. But all the perceptions of man might seem wise for a time to men. The word of Yah that stands forever. And the Most High will not be destabilized by any of the misconceits of men. In fact, the scriptures tell us that which highly esteemed among men is disgusting before Yah. The man in the short-sightedness of his vision, his lack thereof, has esteemed much, my brothers and sisters, that the Most High calls absolutely worthless. O Zion that brings good tidings, that will bring forth this whole word. It will even be a Savior that comes out of Zion that does so. For the reconciliation first of his people, that they all might be one in the will of Yah. Get thee up on a high mountain, O Jerusalem, O city of peace, that brings good tidings, that will bring forth the law that should go forth to all the nations. Read Micah 4. Lift up thy voice with strength. Lift it up. Be not afraid. Say to the cities of Judah, let all the tribes of Judah and Israel say, behold, the one conscience, by which you might be made again one. Behold, the Most High, even his Messiah, will come with a strong hand in his arm. The one he trusts, his chosen ally, shall rule for him. Behold, his reward is with him. No one will be rewarded positively, my brothers and sisters, but those whose works are avowed and approved. True unto his cause, his purpose, his kingdom. His reward is with him and his work before him. He shall feed his flock for the sheep that recognize his voice. Who are those, my brothers and sisters, who find his rod of comfort? He shall feed his flock like a shepherd. He shall gather his lambs in his arms and carry them in his bosom and shall gently lead those who are with young. He said he would save their children. Read Isaiah 49. So who has measured out the waters in the hollow of his hand and meted out the heaven with a span and comprehended the dust of the earth in a measure and weighed the mountains in scales and hills in a balance? Who directed the Spirit of the Most High or being his counselor has taught him? You need to read Isaiah 40:13 in the context of Revelation. Preparing the way of the King of the East. Context of Romans 11:25-12-4. You'll find these same verse. Who has directed the Spirit of the Most? Who has directed the Spirit of the Most? The Spirit of the Most High has been a counselor and taught him. With whom took he counsel and instructed him and taught him path of judgment. In other words, get the point. Does the Most High owe his wisdom to any man, or is it that all men must seek him for wisdom? Listen to this verse. Behold, the nations and all their misconceits are counted as idolatry, like a drop in a bucket. We talked again about, you put a drop in a bucket, can you pour it out, even pour it out? The count of the small dust of a balance. Small dust in a balance, does it weigh, seem to weigh anything at all? Behold, he taketh up the isles, even whole nations, and all the conceits of men as a very little thing. In Lebanon, I'm going to tell you, back in those days it was considered that Lebanon was a land of great forests, all manner of great trees, prized for their, if you will, their lumber. But it says, in all of Lebanon, will not be sufficient to make an offering. sufficient to burn, nor the beast thereof. Huh. In other words, for all that men, I want you to understand this, for all that men might sacrifice, for all that they had treasured and called viable, all that in their beastliness they had sacrificed according to what they thought they knew. It's not enough for an atonement. Man is not only going to have to repent for all that he has presumed wise, he's going to repent, have to repent in context of all that he would have known if only he had been willing to listen. Oh, my brothers and sisters, when Messiah comes to judge, all nations shall before him be counted as if they were nothing. All the ideals of all the peoples, all they imagine and assume be wise, because it has denied very basic, fundamental, necessary for men to read his word and begin understanding them in a measure of surety. Because they refused that foundation, everything men thought they knew was nothing. Could never amount to the goal. In other words, get my point, my brothers and sisters. Shall men say that they, after their imagination, have conceived something after which they could sacrifice it and make it equate to the will of Yah? For all that men call precious? Think again. That which is highly esteemed among men is disgusting before Yah. All man can ever do is receive what the Most High calls blessed, prove a willingness to give of himself, surrender himself unto that truth, to uphold that wisdom. That alone is worthy. All nation before him is counted as nothing. All the thoughts of men are counted as nothing. They're counted to him as nothing in vanity. To whom will you liken Yah? Asking the question, oh, you thought something you can see, something you saw in this world, something you gave your allegiance to, was sufficient to be parallel as if it were righteous? Messiah had to send a righteous one. Most High had to send, a righteous one. Who are you liking Yah? What likeness would you compare him of all the things you thought you knew? Hey, man might, his workmanship, create a graven image, create a denomination, put the name what he thought the name of the Most High was, not adhering to principle upon it. Thinking the Most High will call it sufficient unto salvation? Absolutely not. Most High's very name says he is one. He in all things is as he is. If man puts that title upon a thing that falls short in any way, not being that which the Most High himself would discipline or would not allow the Most High to fully discipline it, it's a lie. It's a damn lie. And the Most High was never willing to accept it. Faith, scripture says, come by hearing a word, and really means from Yah. But not all have heard the preaching of the gospel. And quite frankly, my brothers and sisters, not all have been willing to heed to hear it. The word of Yah declares Yah as he is, that all may know him. And I don't mean after any of the pollutions, the misrepresentations that men would esteem. None of the fatal flatteries, my brothers and sisters, that men call wise, will deceive the Most High, that he'll make a covenant with anything else but that very contract that he himself conceived, wrote, promised, confirmed, and sealed. Nothing else. Isaiah 49 tells you that the Most High said he would confirm what he would discipline unto his purpose. Who? How he should do it. 49:50 tells you. Talked four of you about the secret city prophecies. Numbers 24:14-19. Isaiah 24-27 chapter. Particularly looking at the 10-16. You need to read it from the NASB, and it talks about one who in the latter days will bring his people from a city in the west. Numbers said, you destroy all those who seek to preserve anything from that faulty system in that city. Isaiah 25:1-3-10 talks about out of that city that will rebuke all unrighteousness, confusion of the nation. You need to read Isaiah 19. We've got to really go through that too. Scripture says he will send forth a Savior to deliver his people. In other words, give them a capacity to see beyond all their confusion. Why aren't your nation's rulers to tell you about that? To defend their thrones and their pulpits, my brothers and sisters, they have known that they should hide, and they have done it, have hidden the truth from you to preserve your allegiance to their exploitation. Because as long as you only know what they tell you and not what the Most High would reveal, you are a slave in bondage to the very damnation that they have created for themselves and you. Do you wake up to the truth and believe? It's what it is, my brothers and sisters. It is what it is. 40:19, the workman might create something that he would compare to the Most High and compel others to believe. Might create churches, governments. Like I said, the scripture said, Messiah will not judge according to what his eyes see or what his ears hear, because he knows that none of these constructs had any consideration what the Most High said he would bring to bear. Scripture says, when the world finally discerns this, that there has been no covenant. If they have not discerned for a long time the gospel, say the way of peace they have not known, means what they had was not the gospel. Says the Messiah would have to put upon himself the gospel of salvation. Oh, he would have to wake up to it too in the last days. Whoa, anybody tell you that? Look at Isaiah 59. Look at Isaiah 50. Look at Isaiah 49. Says Messiah himself would have to wake up beyond the vanities of man. Morning by morning, the Most High causes his ears to hear the teaching. It should know how to declare a word to the weary when upon hearing the truth, unlike most, not turn back the rebellious way. My brothers and sisters, I can only tell you something I saw Most High showed me when he first showed me the third, what scripture called third heaven, the place where he resides. I figured it like this. Anybody who can create something that majestic and beautiful, and there's nothing like it anywhere upon this earth, after the imaginations of man, he deserves to be respected above all else. I can only tell you the first time it was shown to me. Did I know I was going to come back here? Not hardly at all. I could say my body might have been in that bed, but my spirit was elsewhere. Much greater place. Did I know I was going to have to come back here immediately? No. But I knew the way I was, I better learn the ways real quick. And quite frankly, my brothers and sisters, I felt that all who were there were so to be honored. That I must learn their ways because by no means were mine, by any means, according to what I'd learned in this world, a compliment. Going to tell you, when the Most High told me that I must speak to you, he wanted me to prophesy and speak to you. His people. The first thing that happened to me, quite frankly, was this. I realized suddenly I knew nothing. I remember that night, the coldness of winter, before a fireplace, lay in the middle of a hardwood floor. Tears to my own hair was wet with them. I reached up and I was surprised to find it. Huh. And I remember a voice in the night that was, in some of the ways, comforting. It was like the spirit was tickled. Most High told me that now that you realize you know nothing, maybe now I can tell you something. Little did I understand at that moment that the day would come that I'd be used as a vessel to try to prepare men to understand something that most have refused to understand for generations, that they know nothing. And the only way they have a chance to know something is that men have to realize that all that they had thought they knew upon former foundations is not sufficient to make an atonement or to even, if you will, the scales, to reconcile man again with his Creator. For all that man thinks he knows, my brothers and sisters, is not enough upon these foundations to even begin to compare. Thank the Most High for that, my brothers and sisters. Truly, I do. But I know what the Most High told me, the prophet is sent to speak with others, but not. The workman melted the graven image, and the goldsmith spread it over with gold and cast the silver chains. Make what nothing but a piece of wood seem like it's valuable. Construct of his own heart, if it was to be valued as if they were thoughts of the Most High. He that is so impoverished that the poverty that has no oblation chooses a tree that he thinks will not rot. He seeketh unto him, seeketh cunning workmen. Cunning kind of work and prepare a graven image. It shall not be moved. He wants to have something made. Still level in so many ways to the thoughts of his own heart. Still worthless. Have you not known? Have you not heard? Have you not heard? Have you not understood? Have you not been told you from the beginning? Oh, the world has never told you? Have you not understood from the foundation of the earth since the fall of mankind? Have you not understood that it is Yah that sits upon the circle of the earth, the inhabitants thereof as his grasshoppers, that stretches out the heavens as a curtain. He spreads them out of the tent to dwell in. He brings the princes, all the principles and principalities that you thought were wise, and shows them to be as nothing. He proves them absolutely foolish. Isaiah 44:20, speaking to a people who are not wise enough to deliver themselves, it says the Most High will have to prove them foolish that he exalt a king. So the Most High will bring the princes to nothing. He makes the judges of the earth as if they are all vanity. That's what they are. Far less than what is sufficient to perform purpose. The gospel is the word. The Most High anoints men with his spirit to teach all things, no lie in it. But the judges of the earth sought to teach after another spirit who always denies some truth. That's the nature of a liar. He'll never tell you the whole truth. Cause you to presuppose some faulty conclusion so that you think that you know enough when there's so much more you still need to know. That's the nature of a deceiver, so you don't perceive the perceiver. He brings the princes to nothing. He makes the judges of the earth as if they were vanity. Yea, they shall not be planted. Yea, they shall not be sown. Yea, their stocks shall not take root in the earth. Most High shall uproot them all. And he shall also blow upon them. They shall wither like the grass that withers and the flower fades. All the perceptions of the flesh that despise the righteousness of the law of the Most High shall be subdued. And the whirlwind shall take them all away, those who will seek to comfort you, and these vanities should be taken away, even as stubble. You need to look at Isaiah 57 and see the scripture says what must be done to get the stumbling blocks out of the way of his people. He said, you mocked even the Most High because you praised your kings, would not hearken to him, You loved their bed and you saw their nakedness, their seduction. Says you trust in them to comfort you. Behold, they will all be swept away. You need to watch out, you too. All be swept away like wind and vanity. But he said, those who trust in him shall prepare, let's just say, and be prepared to possess the land, to receive the blessed discipline of the Most High. And possess his holy mountain. And they shall discern finally to say, clear ye up, clear ye up. Get the stumbling blocks out of the way of my people. And finally they shall understand. Finally knowing what they should have had, they shall realize all that have been obstacles against the awakening of his people. Says, to whom are you liken me? Or to what or who shall you call me equal, says the Holy One. Lift up your eyes on high, raise up your vantage point. And it says, not after the things of this earth. And behold, who has created these things? It brings out their hosts by number. He calls out all their names by the greatness of his might, for he is strong in power. Not one fails. Nothing that he says shall fail. Nothing he has declared shall fail. So why sayest thou, O Jacob, and speakest, O Israel, that my way is hidden from the Most High, that the justice due me is hidden from the Most High, as if he's forgotten? Then he promised, the Most High promised he would redeem his people. Well, brothers and sisters, the Most High wants to bring forth the healing, but man's going to have to let go of the disease. Man wants to bring forth peace, but he has to come to hate the ways of warfare that have divided his people. Nothing less is viable. And everywhere that the nations of this earth have taught men to love a lie, whoever holds on to that infection should be given over to that disease. Isn't it time, my brothers and sisters, to be discerned better? Have you not known, have you not heard that the everlasting Yah, the Most High, the Elohim, the creator of the ends of the earth, fainteth not, he forgets nothing, neither is he weary. He's the one who gives man, restores man to strength and remembrance. He gives power to those who otherwise might faint. And to them that have no might, no discretion, he increases their strength. He brings them to remembrance. And even though youths shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall, yes, have done so, been blinded among the nations. They who wait upon him, the Most High calls by his name, shall renew their strength. They shall mount up wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Oh, my brothers and sisters, Isaiah 40 speaks of Messiah saying, keep silent before me, O isles. Let the people renew their strength. Let my people come again to discretion. Let them remember that was told to them of old. You need to read Isaiah 46, 8 through 13, that they might show themselves men rather than beasts. That they have a capacity to reason together. Because my brothers and sisters, there is no covenant among those who are not. Let's come near together and discern what is justice and judgment. Who has raised up this righteous man that's like the rising sun that suddenly rises up, even unexpectedly in the east? Who called him to his foot? Who is it that gave nations before him? Who is it that makes him to rule over the kings, the sea, even beyond all the rulers of the earth? He gave them as dust. Most High will give all the rulers as dust to his sword, and driven stubble to his bow. He will declare a word of exceeding righteousness that discerns the intent thoughts and intents of every heart. The accuracy of his word, my brothers and sisters, shall destroy the dragon that has deceived the nations. He shall pursue the rulers and pass safely, even by the way he had not gone on foot. His word, his fame at the hands of the Most High shall precede him. Who has wrought and done it and caused this forth, from the this eventuality from generations of long, long ago, this generation of what shall occur from the very beginning? Who did it? It was the Most High, the first and the last, who said, I am he. My brothers and sisters, what does it mean? The scripture talks about the one before whom the Most High said he would have to prepare the way that you hear the word of the one called the King of the East. Scripture says, Messiah says, concerning that one called the King of the East, behold, I come. The faith was not called Christianity, my brothers and sisters. That's a Greek term. They took away from you the term Kurdishanya, Kur, son, Tisraiz, Shah, king, that you not discern who Messiah said he is according to all the prophecies, that you still remain subject to all the rulers that have blinded to destroy you. Because if you understood Messiah to be the one called the King of the East, you know that he is the one that exposes all the unrighteousness of all the rulers that never were a covenant with him. Hard words, my brothers and sisters, but I'm telling you the truth. The world must be prepared now because the rulers never told to receive this testimony of the Most High, which none of the rulers nor any of their constructs was formed with this foundation, nor this expectation in mind. The world must be prepared to hear these words. The pride of man is great. The Most High already said what he must do to break man's pride, to show foolish all the thoughts that he considered wise. He said, your knowledge has deceived you. He said, consider the scriptures relate that the Savior comes suddenly, unexpectedly, in an instant. Hey, unexpectedly, because the rulers didn't tell you anything they should have told you. What was the last thing the Most High said? If you love me, feed my lambs, feed my ewes, meaning that they were not willing to keep, preserve, or defend any of the truth. It means they hated. For every time the word of the Most High would have been spoken, and they spoke it not, it was an act of hatred rather than love. No love for anyone, my brothers and sisters. Do you think such as this ever deserve to be participants in a covenant with Yah? Gospel mandate obligates that all who petition the Most High for His Spirit should learn that they teach all things and teach all to do the same. Therefore, the Most High sends a prophet, one who He disciplines first by His Spirit to speak what others would not. But who will discern a prophet, my brothers and sisters, in a world whereby what they men have been taught by no means even began to give them an orientation to understand his words? Scripture says this one will come speaking line upon line, precept upon precept, after a doctrine, my brothers and sisters, with which the people are totally, completely unfamiliar. So they speak to this people. But no imperfect nor polluted testimony, my brothers and sisters, has ever been blessed unto salvation. Faith comes by hearing a word from Yah. How many times have men thought they were wise after their rulers, who thought because they were rulers that they were blessed? How many times, my brothers and sisters, have men seen men prosper and only been deceived to think that these who were prosperous were blessed? So much so that looking around and seeing how these would never check the scriptures to find out how much the rulers were treacherous against, and still want to believe them blessed as if they could provoke the Most High and still be saved, still be unto the salvation of others. Scripture says the day will come that those who suppose to revere the Most High will have to wake up, discern the difference between those who serve Yah and those who serve Him not. Read around, what is it, 3:10, so of Malachi, and read it all the way to 4:6. It says the Son of Righteousness will rise with healing upon His lips, His people be delivered from this illusion. Ezekiel 34 says, reason why Messiah is going to be most upset because the people have not taught, the leaders have not taught his people. John 31, he says, the last thing he told folks, if you love me, feed my lambs, feed them, feed my ewes, and this they have not done. Jeremiah 23 says, the rulers will be found completely treacherous in the day Messiah has appeared because they have not fed the flocks. Woe to the shepherds, he says, who will not feed the sheep of my pasture. Isaiah 24 says they've broken the everlasting covenant. They never taught the truth. I'm talking about all your leaders. It says so will be the leaders also with the people because blind is the blind. They both fall in the pit. Scripture says, you need to watch out for false prophets. It means either your righteousness exceed the contention to keep your people blind, exceed the contention to keep your people from being able to discern and reason together, else you have not overcome the world. And in no case it said it's any such as this into the kingdom of Yah. You should have looked around you, my brothers and sisters, and seen the contentions that exist, and know that none of these contentions are of the Most High. You should never have been satisfied. Do you see what is necessary to bring a healing? complete healing. Because nothing else is overcoming the world. Most I says, fix it, my brothers and sisters. Fix it. Set it back in order. Isaiah 29, 30. That scripture says, what are those who take counsel but not from the Most High? Because men's counsel has not been from the Most High. The lips that draw to him, the hearts far from him. Men not willing to accept all the Most High has said. Because they haven't been willing to say that. When they suddenly wake up, it's going to be like a hungry man that dreams that he is drinking, dreams that he is eating. Because men will find that their worship has been after the precepts and doctrines of men. Why? Hey, if you won't listen to what the Most High have to tell you, what good is it to tell you anything? It's only frustration to him. Most High knew what he had to do, though to break man of his foolish pride. It's written down, my brothers and sisters. It's all written down. It's all in the book. What then has been the reason that most have been dread to look? How many have been humble enough when the Most High said there's a strong delusion out there that's caused men to believe a lie? What is it about men that believe they've overcome that lie already? And as if there's nothing else for them to understand. You've just been looking at Isaiah 40 through 41, 43rd chapter. Hey, 41st chapter later on talks about how Most High looked and saw no prophets who were going to declare the whole truth. He called them all abomination. But he says he has raised up one that men would not see. He put down north, but the word Sophon means hid, one who is obscured. Comes suddenly like the rising sun to expose all the rulers. Because the Most High saw none that would declare the fullness of the gospel. So he says, behold my servant, my elect, and my soul delights to a people who never discern the solution beyond their warfare. Because they wouldn't accept the truth or what is the eventuality. Tell me, my brothers and sisters, think about this. Most High said that there's one who would come who would expose all the rulers, that unto him all the nations should seek, that all should seek his law beyond all the unrighteousness of man. If you trusted that word, why did you let these fools hold you down? Why did you trust in the cages they set up for you? You were told that you should seek a righteousness exceeding them all. Who among you believed? Isaiah 44 through 45, one called the Messiah. And if you look at all the prophecies, Isaiah 45 through 45, 44 through 45, 46, it says, men shall know from the rising sun to the west, there's only one Most High. As all the nations recognizing one, proving foolish all the wisdom of the wise, showing that only one righteousness is the salvation of man, to bring man back from all the illusions of the nation, that under him every knee shall bow and every tongue shall swear. And it talks about the end of Babylon once and for all. Jeremiah 50:51 talks about the same. That must be the Messiah. How did people not know it? Could it be because your rulers made you believe that it was okay for you? A lot of folks don't believe anything unless some folks say, I know somebody right now won't believe anything unless the doctor tells them so. Let me tell you something. Doctors aren't concerned about your healing. Pharmaceutical industry is not concerned about your healing. Give you a list of side effects of whatever they prescribe for you to make you buy a whole lot of other pharmaceuticals. It's not about your healing. It's about to keep you sick enough to keep you on their gravy train. Rulers don't want to see you healed and discerning the truth. But then you wouldn't be subject to them anymore. What you recognize is all they offered you, all their merchandise was worthless. That no man would buy it anymore. I know what the pastor one time told me, and say the folks, they knew what they were, from point blank told me he knew what he was telling was a lie. He said, but the people don't know it, and if they're willing to buy it, he was willing to sell it. The pastor once told me, coming out of seminary school, don't you know, because I saw him putting out, from a seminary school that's willing to pass out a generic degree, take it to any denomination. He had resumes out there to who knows how many different denominations, 50 or more perhaps. And he was willing to go to any one of them that was willing to give him a job. And he told me, don't you know, for us, it's not about what the Bible, he said, Jesus said. I know his name wasn't Jesus, but he's telling you what he said. He said, for us, it's not about what said in scriptures then. It's about them learning and gaining a profession. You think they care anything about you, my brothers and sisters? To them, you're meat for the slaughter. For them to devour, you need to read Michael. Yeah, my brothers and sisters, you need to read close the scriptures in the book of Michael, how they say what the rulers have done with impunity. Micah 3. Like I said, Isaiah 59 relates what is written in Romans 11, 25-27. You need to read Isaiah 46. It says, Messiah will come and say, remember these things, O you transgressors. Bring them to mind, O you sinners, and show yourselves men. Most High is going to judge you by one who will perform all that is his pleasure, no less. Meaning man's not going to be judged according to preferences, orientations, the imaginations of man, meaning that none of them mean a doggone thing before Yah. The question is whether or not you will believe to obey him. When he shows you the error of all your leaders. Isaiah 59, like I said before, it talks about how derelict, brave man is becoming his understanding. Isaiah 52-53 says, kings should shut their mouths because of him. Because that which they had not considered, the people had not considered, they should be made to consider. Who's going to believe his report? His word is line upon line, precept upon precept. Who's going to want to understand the necessary foundation to understand his word? Who's going to be prepared to hear a word that none of the rulers gave them an orientation to begin to understand? Scripture said his words to them would be like a foreign language. That's the reason why the scripture says the Spirit of Yah is upon the preach good tidings to the meek. Who's willing to understand it? In Isaiah 61. Revelation 6 and 7 talks about all the kings of the earth being recognized in their treachery, just like the scripture said in Isaiah 24. Running and hiding for cover, still more concerned about themselves than anyone else, saying, hide us from the face of the Lamb and him who sits upon the throne. After that great earthquake comes to destroy the city, to expose the unrighteousness of all the rulers, where there's a representation of all their misrepresentation throughout it. Zephaniah 3 talks about it. You look at that on my website, that article called Secret City Prophecies. Understand exactly what I'm talking about if you don't know. Revelation 16 talks about preparing the way of the King of the East, exposing all the folly of the rulers. We didn't get a chance to really go through Isaiah 19 as much as I would have liked. Scripture says, Most High is going to bring forth a swift testimony. They're going to expose all the unrighteousness of all the rulers. The social coalescence of the nations shall melt in the midst thereof. Third chapter speaks about the same. Zephaniah 3 says the rulers are so wise, have so beguiled the people that, tell you, when the truth is known, the wicked know no shame. They won't even recognize the folly of what they do. Malachi talks about the wickedness of all the rulers. Partial in the law, causing men to be treacherous one against their brother, not knowing the covenant. Men tearful because the Most High won't accept their offering, but they never realize that Most High has not accept their offering as something offered of goodwill in their heart, because they never sought the fullness of his will. Not fullness. Scripture says he's going to destroy the temple, the men who do this, teach the ways of foreign gods, foreign standards. Telling people that they've done good, everyone after his own evil way, as if the Most High would never judge them according to righteousness, never to restore what he said he had declared of old. To believe that, my brothers and sisters, never to have believed Yah. Luke 17, I could really talk about 17, 20 through 18 and 8. Check out their website, Secret City Prophecies, hiddengospel.com. Messiah said in advance, the Son of Man does not come by easy observation. Meaning what men have taught was not enough to prepare you for him. Scripture said, be watchful. We see if you may be able to stand for the Son of Man. Meaning the rulers weren't going to prepare you. Said it'd be like the days of Lot and Noah. Lot and Noah had to warn people when other folks wouldn't before a coming day of destruction. So shall it be in the days of the Son of Man. Why didn't they tell you this? Luke 21 talks about that again, about that rise of, Scripture talking about that time of the rise of false prophets after so many were murdered. Scripture says it will continue until Messiah returns and be great distress among the nations. You read it all in Luke 21 in the context of Matthew 24 and understand. Acts 3:18-23 talks about a time of remembrance and restitution of all these things. Messiah, a prophet, would have to be sent to show it to you. Matthew 5:14-24, don't let anybody deceive you against the law and the prophets that shall not enter the kingdom of Yah. Watch out for false prophets who never tell you the whole truth. My brothers and sisters, written over and over again. Over and over again. I have a whole list of scriptures here that relate to the context of what I'm saying. Isaiah 57:14. Isaiah 62:10. Wish I had time to go through it all. Luke 1:17. Luke 1:76. Luke 3 and 4. Check it out in the archives. Luke 7:27. Revelation 16:12. Isaiah 19:1. Somehow the Most High shall send one who expose all the unrighteousness of the rulers. It should be discerned that the rulers were all fools. Most High will bring upon the earth and in the midst of the nations a turmoil that the rulers shall not know how to at all how to fix it at all. Shall not be able to discern how to work with it, neither head nor tail, nor tail nor head. Messiah have to come, my brothers and sisters, because of all this oppression and show men beyond all this illusion. Wish I had time to talk to you about the scriptures talking about the drying up of the rivers and what all it means. The scripture says in Isaiah 19:5 in Aramaic, says the Egyptians should be delivered into the hands of, he put down in your King James Version, a cruel Lord. It means, my brothers and sisters, a steadfast, stable, and unwavering, strong king. And in Aramaic, it speaks to one called the King of the Medes. King of the Medes, my brothers and sisters, that one in Scripture says in Jeremiah 51 will destroy Babylon utterly, once and for all. It must be the Messiah, the King of the East, who bore the same title. Isaiah says, why, in the 50th chapter, why when I came was there no man, when I spoke was there none to answer? It means your leaders didn't prepare you for anything.
90 seconds.
But he has the power to deliver because he deceives beyond all your rulers. We're always in dereliction of duty, but never speak what exposes their unrighteousness, which means they were never the servants of Yah. Wake up, my brothers and sisters, and understand who is that one that awakens the people again unto wisdom.
60 seconds.
You need to read all those scriptures, my brothers and sisters. Isaiah 50:49. 40:1-51:8. Need to read it all. He says that anyone who walks after any other wisdom shall lie down in supposed wisdom shall lie down in sorrow because they did not believe. Well, they tell me I got about 39 seconds left. Say there shall be a highway from Egypt to Assyria. All the nations shall recognize Israel as a blessing in the midst of the land. Prepare the way of the King of the East, my brothers and sisters, means expose all the unrighteousness of all the nations. They might believe what otherwise they would not believe. Time's just about up for tonight, my brothers and sisters. Let folks know that this show was broadcast and the wisdom that is in it. Till we speak again, my brothers and sisters, this has been the Enemy of Covenant Remembrance Ministries. To his might, honor, and praise always. Hallelujah. And I thank the Most High for every that he brings near. I thank you all again for listening. Fine, let's go.